By late morn, they had a good fire burning. Flinky and his mate Kringtail were in their elements. They boiled wood pigeon eggs, grilled fish, and made a passable vegetable stew from various roots and wild produce, which grew plentifully round about. Neither Dargle nor Scrod made any move to help. Sitting close to the fire, they helped themselves, glaring at each other across the flames. Scrod collared Little Red and gave him whispered orders.
Scout round and find me somewhere safe to rest. Make sure it is soft and comfortable. Pick a place far away from that rat and some place close for yourself so you can guard me. Come on.
Puffed up with his own importance, Red went to seek a suitable resting spot. He chose the base of a spreading oak, not too close to the stream. It was a basin-shaped depression between two thick roots. When the gang finished eating, they settled down for a much-needed sleep. Most of them stayed by the fire, but Dargle chose a fern bed on the opposite side of the camp from Scrod. From there, the rat could see his enemy and lay plans. Little Red proudly showed Scrod the spot at the base of the oak trunk.
That's it, mate. Nice and snug, see?
The small fox lay down, gesturing.
There's plenty of room for both of us. I can guard you good from here, mate.
Scrod shook his head disapprovingly.
No. You go and lay by the fire with the others. That'll put you halfway twixt me and Dargle. When I go sleeping, keep your eyes peeled on those ferns where he's laying low. As soon as Dargle makes a move, come running and let me know.
Little Red rose reluctantly.
I can watch him just as well if I stop here with you, mate.
Scrod hauled him roughly upward, thrusting him toward the fire.
You do better to heed my orders. Now get going. I'm chief round here, see?
Stinging from the rebuke, Red slouched over to the fire. Sullenly, he slunk down amid the snoring vermin. With not a breeze to rustle the trees, warm noon sunlight shone down on the camp. Bees hummed gently, and butterflies fluttered silently around blossoming bushes. Near the ashy embers of the cooking fire, Little Red drifted into a slumber. Only one of the gang was still awake, Dargle. Now was the time to put his plan into action. Draping his cloak over the ferns so it would look like he was still there, the rat inched his way backward out of the foliage. Flat on his stomach, he took a careful route, circling the campsite. When the rear of the spreading oak came in sight, Dargle rose into a half-crouch. Gripping his spear firmly, he crept up on his sleeping enemy. Scrod woke momentarily, but only to die. A muffled grunt of agony escaped him as Dargle's spear thrust into his body. Dargle leaned down on the spear hilt, grinning triumphantly.
Now who's the chief, eh?
It was the rat's only mistake. It turned out to be his last. Scrod had lain down to sleep with the cutlass held tight in his paw. Now, with one spasmodic jerk, he whipped the broad blade across his assassin's neck, almost severing Dargle's head. The ambitious rat fell slain on top of his victim's dead body. Little Red was wakened by Flinky kicking him in the back. The small fox sat up, rubbing his eyes and muttering at the still-sleeping stoat.
Keep your paws to yourself, you great lump.
Flinky rolled over and emitted a huge snore. To avoid a second kick, Red rose stiffly and looked around. Dargle's cloak was still draped over the ferns. He let out a sigh of relief and wandered over to check on Scrod. Red was dumbfounded by the sight that greeted him. Scrod and Dargle, both dead! Little Red circled them slowly, poking both beasts with a stick and uttering their names softly. There was no doubt about it. They were still as stones. His first thought was to run and tell the others. He had already opened his mouth to shout when a thought struck him. Who would be the next to claim leadership of the gang? Little Red sat down and did some serious thinking. It did not take him long to reach a decision. He would be the new chief. Getting the cutlass loose from Scrod's paw was a difficult task, but he managed it somehow. Dargle was almost decapitated by Scrod's death blow. Two good chops of the hefty blade finished the job. Flinky was roused by a painful feeling he knew well. the slap of a flat cutlass blade. He sprang upright, rubbing his rump, expecting to see Scrod standing over him. Instead, there stood the small fox, whacking away at the other gang vermin and yelling aloud.
Up on your hunkers!